Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk Midwestern State women's soccer with Ryan Spence. And the women's soccer team just seems to be getting better and better. People talk about mid-season form. You guys are in it.
I'd like to say hopefully. We've not given up a whole bunch. So the big thing is defensively we're doing well. So that's kind of how I guess we can gauge things.
You've got a clean sheet in three of your last four. I know that excites you.
Yeah, we last year I think we only had two or three shutouts, I believe. So, shutouts are I think that's where you can build the confidence more than goal scoring, to be honest, because at the end of the day, you can't score four or five goals every game, so you got to be able to score one and still have a good chance to win.
You aren't coming off a 5-0 win at Sol Ross. The team must have played pretty well.
Yeah, they just did what we needed to, did what we expected. Didn't have any drop-off moments. You know, they put goals away. And then just, again, just don't give them much life, much shots on goal, and we've done a good job with that.
You're not giving anybody, and I know we've talked about this a lot, but you're not giving up chances hardly at all. Southern Nazarene had 7 shots on goal. That was the season opener. Since then, nobody's had as many as 5.
Yeah, I think the team mentality's been good. Between the forwards, midfielders, defenders, I think that stat for me is an 11 people on the field direct and communicating, making sure things don't break down. So I think that's a team stat, which it's pleasing at times. It's nice.
Mabel Pruder gets a LSC Defensive Player of the Week. It helps to score a goal and get an assist to get that recognition, but she's been a great player for you, not only this season, but going back to last year.
Yeah, she's been steady. She's one-on-one defending has been great. She's been pretty healthy. I think last year a couple of the defenders were struggling with a little bit of some muscle issues. Well, she's not had that really. I mean, we left, she was the only one I think that played 90 minutes in that game. But me being a center back, I remember telling Coach Elder when we're up 3-4-0, don't pull me off. Let me keep this thing going. Put in a freshman, put in whatever you want, but don't take me off. Just I'll try to handle things or whatever. And we just needed to keep some balance. And so she's done a good job for us.
Do you have players coming up to you now as the head coach saying, don't take me off?
No, I don't know. I think some now it's more the girls know in maybe a game like that, like we didn't want to be playing people over 60 minutes really. And I think for the most part, I think only two of them did. One played right at 60 and the rest of them, I think we averaged around 40 minutes per kid. So that was kind of it was needed. This conference is brutal. You don't have a lot of off games, or not off games, but games where you win by 2 or 3. So finding time to get people in and get some confidence and get some legs off the field for me is also very important.
Well, and you've got an important stretch coming up here, and you'll be in San Antonio this week to play St. Mary's. What can you tell me about the Rattlers?
These two games this week are in my opinion, what's going to kind of define the season. I think them two, St. Mary's can beat a lot of people, but they've also struggled a little bit with kind of finishing games out, or actually starting games, I guess. So that would be tough. St. Mary's against us, we've always, between both of us, we've always, every time we play in San Antonio, it doesn't matter if you play good or bad, the game has kind of been pretty even regardless of how the game has gone. So it'll be tough. They got a couple of decent players. They do well from a big picture thing with organization and stuff like that. So we just got to get in there and do what we do best and kind of go in and try to get this win in San Antonio.
They've got a couple of players who have scored most of their goals. They've got one of their players is among the leaders in points so far this season in the LSC.
They got Paniagua's kind of been in the midfield. She floats out wide. She's a good player. She's kind of their engine. And they got a freshman up top who's done well. She'll float from center to out wide, and she's kind of their kind of go-to threat kind of in the attack. So so again they got a couple of good players that can hurt any team they play. Let's just hope we can kind of contain and then stick with what we do.
And you played them twice last year because you had to play them in the quarterfinals of the Lone Star Conference tournament.
Yeah, the first game I think it was a tie.
I think it was a 1-1 draw if I remember right.
And then playing them again here, I thought we did really well last year of kind of winning balls and being good in the air and forcing them to go long and just being organized in the press. So hopefully we can maintain some kind of structure like that.
What's the area where you feel like your team's performing the best right now?
I think teams know, I mean, just by watching film, we're really good at winning balls. So again, now you as the other team, are you going to keep the ball on the ground, but we're trying to press you? And then now if all of a sudden our press is working, well, now you're going to have to skip lines, and then we win balls, and then it's going to be kind of a when you play us, it's sticking to your guns and making sure, you know, you don't slip up. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I feel like we're a tough team to match up with, regardless if I think we're better than other teams or not. It's just we do stuff a little bit differently than a lot of the other teams, and we're built to win those balls and to keep the ball in the attack where others might have other strengths. So it's kind of it'll be interesting. These games will be big this week.
Where do you want to see your team still improve?
Just being confident. I think that's kind of the one thing we've been preaching to the girls is just believe in your abilities. It's like just the belief side of it. They have the abilities. Just mentally believing you're going to get it done. You're going to do what your teammates need you to do and be comfortable and be supportive and just kind of stay together. That's kind of what we've been preaching is just kind of be confident in your decisions and good things will happen.
I would think a 9-game unbeaten streak with 3 straight wins would have your team oozing confidence right now.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the girls, we trained yesterday morning. The girls are good. They had fun, but they competed. Sometimes that doesn't always happen. You either have fun or you compete. But it's hard to balance the two of them. But they've done a good job. Yeah, it's just kind of one of those things. Do they have a couple good things happen during the game to let good things happen? Or do you kind of slip off at the beginning and then let some bad thoughts and some of that creep in? So it's just, yeah, it's a lot of confidence stuff.
A couple of times already you've mentioned the importance of these couple of games that are coming up, St. Mary's on the road in San Antonio, then here Saturday against Angelo State. Why is this such an important part of the schedule?
I think because this is the time I think the good teams rise and the teams that maybe aren't as good as they thought they were start to drop. I think that's why in these back-to-back games, with one being away, one being at home, I think this is where you get to the nitty-gritty. You're like, you know, what teams really are. I think this is, you know, with six or seven games left. I think this is the time the good will rise and the not as good as everyone thought they were starts to drop. So I think that's why for me these are important, because then you're not worried about other results at the end of the year to get you into a national tournament bid.
You got 6 regular season games left, and if I'm looking right, you got 3 at home and 3 on the road left.
Yep, and we still have UT Tyler, which has been doing really well, and of course DBU to finish the year. So the goal is to get to that DBU game, with that game really having importance on maybe a chance to host a tournament. But none of that happens if you go to San Antonio on Wednesday and lose. None of that really matters. So that's why I think that's the Wednesday, Saturday are very important games.
What would be the key to getting a good result in San Antonio?
Just don't make mistakes. Don't make those mistakes that kind of put you in a bind. And we've been pretty good for the most part. I like teams that press us. I want teams that play high tempo, because that just allows us to match energy, which our girls do really well at doing. So I think it's just staying focused, staying in the moment. Understanding we are fighting for a bigger picture. It's not just one game. It's this game is going to lead us to the next game. So, just get out, be confident in what you do.
Are the girls aware of that big picture, or are they more in the moment?
I don't know. I'm sure some of them, I'm sure the older ones know the importance of it. I'm sure the younger ones don't quite yet think of that.
Is it good to think about the big picture at this point, or?
I think every kid's different. For me, it was, as a player, I always had it in my, it was just because I knew where I wanted to be. And I think we do have a lot of younger girls that maybe don't understand necessarily the importance of a national tournament quite yet. Kind of like we did last year, that we were pretty young as well. And I think a good portion of them didn't understand the magnitude of making a tournament. How many teams don't make the tournament every year?
Right.
Only 6 teams from our region make it. And it's hard because you've got 4 other teams that are good enough to make a run. So I think that's the part we you know, start preaching a little bit further down the road. But these games now they're massive. The other game, not saying the other games weren't as big, but now that you've created this,
now that you're taking
right
care
now,
of business,
yep. So it's now you got to put your foot on the pedal and you got to go.
Where do you think your team ranks in the region?
I think we're just right there on that line. Anywhere from fifth to eighth, I think is kind of where that range is. But I have this weekend's going to be kind of the telling.
The
telling
ceiling
story.
Could be a lot higher for you though, couldn't it?
It could be. And then kind of like the last few years, one slip up could, you know, cave the floor in underneath you. So that's why it's just preaching the every game, focus on this game at the hand and move on from there to get to the next.
It's always good to get an early goal, so it's kind of a stupid question, but how important is it to get in front of St. Mary's?
It's important. They've, you know, the last game they gave up a goal pretty early. Some teams are built to come from behind, some aren't. I'd like to say we can do a little bit of both.
You've done both this season.
Yeah. So, but no one likes to be playing from behind. But sometimes it's just depending on the day. Sometimes it needs to take a little shaking up to kind of get in. So we will see.
Do you think your team intimidates opponents?
I don't necessarily it's intimidate so much, but more our style's a little bit different. We're not afraid to play a bit of direct. We're not afraid to scruff it up a little bit and roll our sleeves up and fight for these little balls. I don't think by no means we cross any border of being too physical.
No. And I wasn't insinuating that at all. Yeah, but just like, the fact that you're not giving teams chances, yeah. I would think is...
We just play a little bit different, which is which I don't mind.
I do want to talk a little bit before I let you go about the Angelo State game, because that's your next home game. Yep. It's coming up. That's going to be a Saturday 4:30 game. Should be a great environment, and this has become a nice rivalry for you against Angelo State.
Yeah, this is going to be a big game for them because it's an away game, so they'll get a little bit more points if they can come in and get a win. And again, if they get this win, it's almost like the tables flop, where maybe we're in the driver's seat, but not anymore. So, and they always are up to play. Our girls are always up to play. It's kind of a big giant match when we go into each other because we both at times play similar style as well. So it's going to be what player on the day is going to kind of get you through.
Should be a really fun week. Go get a win in San Antonio, and we'll see you Saturday at Stang Park.
Thank you.
That's Ryan Spence, the women's head soccer coach here at Midwestern State. We want to see you at Stang Park Saturday at 4:30. The women will play St. Mary's at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. You can check that game out on Flow College and then make your plans to be at Stang Park this weekend. I'm Pete Stein. Thanks for listening to the Stang Gang podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast, and then bring a couple of friends with you to Stang Park on Saturday. So long.